because that lead-in was too powerful to do anything other, we're going to plunge from there directly into a very experiential first immersion in part one of the Four Ideals exercise. The Four Ideals and the Four Prophets are simply two ways of saying the same thing. Prophets may strike the bar a little bit too low for what we understand in the Christian terminology about the high nature of these people, these messengers from above. Ideals doesn't mean that they are a philosophy, it means they're an absolute incarnation of what the vision, the energy, the fragrance is. So this exercise is deeply megalocosmic and Eucharistic in its nature and very complex. But the first part of it basically consists in developing an imaginal connection, a filament, as they like to say, between yourself and the faithful entourage surrounding each of these four prophets. The idea is that each of these four prophets walked on our beautiful round earth at a certain point in its physical geography. And that above that, if you want to say that, and the imaginal bandwidth just above it, is a very intense meeting ground in which the prayers of the faithful rise as far as the faithful have force to project them. And the love of the ideal, the tender care of the ideal, is essentially still hovered to receive and to bless. So above each of these holy places on physical earth is a Jacob's well in imaginal earth where help and exchange happens in extraordinary ways. And if we can imagine that for Muhammad, that congregates above Mecca and Medina, the sacred cities. And if you've ever been there, you know the intense fragrance of the Islamic faith that gathers in that place and in the way it's been hallowed by the penitents that have come seeking the essence of their faith there and finding it. And for Christ, above Jerusalem, in a particular way, where the deepest mystery was conveyed, where the life was given, so that death would no longer hold dominion, where the love was consecrated in such a dosage that an aimless centurion could say, truly this one was the Son of God, and the faithful throughout the ages that have streamed through that, bringing their pain bodies right along with them. The anguish and the redeemed anguish, which is Christianity, hovering in Jerusalem. And for Buddha, the area of India where he lived and worked, and particularly around the sacred Ganges, you know the force and beauty and color and pungency of the Indian country and how Buddha's message moved into that Upanishad Vedantic soil with the whole, for the first time, Bodhisattva message of not taking personal enlightenment until all had been included. So that first burst of that trans-inclusive over the River Ganges, over the beautiful, sacred, holy country of India. And finally, Lama, that particular fragrance of Tibetan Buddhism. Deeply, deeply ornate and pietistic at one level, almost Himalayan at the other, shamanic in its whole middle bandwidth, beautiful, intricate, as forbidding as the mountains in which it's surrounded. And there, imagine in Tibet, in Lhasa, the faithful. So what we do in the first part of this exercise is a variation of the basic sensing exercise. Almost all of you know the basic body rotation sensing, that you bring attention into your right arm, right leg, left arm, allowing it to fill with sensation. We've all practiced that before. It's sort of the foundational Gurdjieffian exercise. In this exercise, what we are going to do is use that basic body rotation in a slightly different order to establish a link through that capacity of the atmosphere to extend under conscious control and to form a web. We're going to form a link, an atmospheric link, with the deposits of holy, prayerful energy above each of those sacred places above the earth. And we're going to invite down into the specific limb that's the carrier the energy, the fragrance, the aliveness of that particular holy spot. And we're going to do it in this way. We represent to ourselves that our right arm establishes the connection with Muhammad, with Mecca, with Medina. Remember, and it's important, Gurdjieff is very specific here, that we represent to ourselves that our right arm becomes the vessel to bear that, to bear Mecca into our own body. To represent means we're not visualizing, we're not thinking about it, we're not getting out postcards of the Kaaba. We're rather imaginably opening our heart, our sensation, our atmosphere, to extend there and invite in, and it will pour in. You don't have to worry about that. Mecca will come to you, and Mecca will fill your right arm. Our right leg is going to represent India, Buddha, the sacred Ganges, the colors, the fragrance, the aliveness of that Hindic, Buddhist, Mahayana spirituality. Buddha. And as we invite sensation into our right leg, we allow the alive nature of that imaginal holy city to enter us and to fill our right leg not only with sensation, but with a specific vibration and frequency of the prayerfulness of that place. Then the third in the rotation is Jesus, Christ, and we remember that. Jerusalem. The image itself is a fragrance, isn't it? As you sense the thurible there and the incense, as your arm remembers left arm, Jesus. And again, we represent that our left arm is the vessel that establishes that connection with Jerusalem and with the fragrance of prayer and devotion that has existed there. And finally, left leg, Lama, the Himalayas, that stern, forbidding, and yet so truthful and so pure Tibetan line with its fragrances, its colors, its deep burgundy oranges. Its colors are all over the cover of my book, because they're all Tibetan Buddhists in that publishing company. So. Lama. Oh. Lama. Oh. That one. And we let our right leg be the bearer of that. So we invite all those energies of prayer and devotion into our own body, soul, being. And we'll understand more about why we do this later, but I would say, don't be ashamed to suck it in. To just really help yourself. It's freely given, so that the sensation is enlivened and enhanced with these rivers of prayer that, like the great Tigris and Euphrates, have watered with this earth. So we'll go through that sequence. I'll take you through it one time, and then I'll ask you to do it one more time on your own, at your own speed. And then at the end, we will collectively, as Gurdjieff is very clear, suck it into ourselves so that we can fully, and that means so that it's not just hanging out there, bouncing around in miscellaneous arms, but in the same way you get a sense of the whole of yourself, you draw it in to the region of your chest. And that's where we'll stop for today. So this exercise is intended to be coextensive, spacious. It's intended to allow your body to represent yourself connected to deep rivers of prayer that have existed from beyond linear time, if you want to call it that way, flowing in from imaginal reality. Your arms become the accumulators, as Gurdjieff liked to call it, of the particular flavor and vibration of each of these rivers of piety. So let it happen. And when it happens, if you can do it, if you can make this one strong, doing it with concentration and sincerity and attention, you may gain for yourself just a taste of being one with praying humanity throughout the ages. Are you ready to begin? Take a moment to get settled in your body. Whether you're seated on the floor or in a pew, to be sure that you're making contact, that your feet are on the ground, or your buttock region is on the ground, that you're balanced. Take a moment to relax tensions. Breathe. And when you're ready, bring your attention to your right arm, which means bring your attention into your right arm. Don't beam your attention down like a spotlight from outside, but invite the arm from inside to gradually come online, to begin to fill up with sensation. And as it begins to infill with that sensation, represent to yourself that that arm connects you deeply to Mecca. It bears in it, in that aliveness, the quality, that beautiful fragrance and color of Islamic devotion. If they come, let the sounds and the smells and the colors of that devotion come into that aliveness. Don't force it, but if they come, let them be. Let your right arm, the whole of it, be Mecca. As you're ready, bring your attention into your right leg, allowing it too to gradually fill up with that wonderful tumbling energy of its own aliveness, to fill up with sensation, beckoned by the power of your attention. And as you do so, try not to lose entirely the sense of Mecca in your right arm, but allow the right leg to join this merry band, like a second voice line entering the music. And as you're ready, allow gradually yourself to represent that your right arm carries India, the Buddha, the sacred Ganges, through the power of your attention, extend your atmosphere and see what meets you. And if the colors tumble in and the fragrances and the sounds of the birds squawking and the peacocks and the monkeys jumble in, let them be. The funeral pyres in the river. But don't fix on the objects. Simply allow the fragrance, that whole Hindic stream, to flood into you, carried in your right arm, right leg. As you're ready, bring your attention to your left arm. And invite it to fill with sensation. And feel the wonder as it suddenly comes online, filling with life. Joining the right side of your body. And as it begins to wake up, represent to yourself that your right arm is Jesus, Jerusalem, the filament connecting you to that whole exquisite fragrance, unique fragrance of human prayerfulness. Suck in its smells, its sights, its nuances. Let it fill you. Joining the symphony of human devotion that's now rising in your body. When you're ready, bring your attention to your left leg as it too joyously begins to come online, filling up with sensation. Pulsing, throbbing with life. As it comes into awakeness, represent to yourself that this left leg is the vessel connecting you to Tibet, to Lama, that whole brilliant tradition, and let it tumble into you. The wisdom, the starkness, the colors, the fragrance, the axe, the tea. Prayer trumpets, the blaring horns, the snow. and sense for a moment your whole body now, the four corners of the round earth, as a British poet called it, alive and connecting to these imaginal wells. Sense the flow of that flowing into your four accumulators, the whole of yourself. And thus prepared, go around one more time at your own speed. Not starting from scratch again, but as you return to your right arm, Mecca, let everything you have accumulated in the other limbs allow you to start at an even more alive and energized and full point. So work on your own. Make strong. Wherever you are in the process at this point, allow yourself to complete the cycle. And if you've completed it already, stay fully present as fully as you can to the whole body sense of yourself connected to these imaginal wells of prayer and devotion and assistance and faith. Let it fill you like air fills a balloon almost to bursting, the vastness of it. Two realms anyway, probably four, flowing into into your being. Savor the experience as long as you can, and when you are ready, as we've practiced in other exercises this weekend, suck it into yourself, deep into your being. Don't be reticent. Gulp it in. For you, it is given. Finished. Gradually let it go. Come back. Looking around the room, allowing your eyes to fall on this band. So let's take a short stretch break, by which I mean don't run out and try to get coffee. Just a stand up, relax, get yourself settled for the next bite.